We are still homeless a year later. We live in North Jersey now during the week with my mother-in-law. And on Friday mornings, I drive back down. I drive through my neighbors to check on their homes. And then I go to my house. We're here at my home now. We're going to go inside so I can look at the sadness in there. And here we are inside my home. What was my home? This was a lovely, lovely, comfortable home that we had, and it is still sitting in a terrible, terrible disarray. My floors are totally gone. We're looking at just the joists. My walls are ripped out halfway up. Part of my house that was my house right now is really almost unidentifiable to me. Sometimes I come in the house and I'm hopeful, and I think, okay, we're going to hear something soon, and we're going to start to be able to rebuild our life. And then I go to my sister's house and work on my paperwork or have a meeting with someone, and then I come back and feel defeated again. So it is a constant roller coaster of emotions. We have worked too hard and have built too much into this house to throw in the towel.